I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The global economic crisis has hit missions and evangelism in different ways, good and bad. And that's how it's affected the work of the Mission Society in Paraguay. Speaking from Paraguay, Mission Society missionary John Eisenberg says, on one hand, it's hurt the church.
The church here has been largely dependent on work teams to build churches, do evangelism, be involved in medical programs. The number of work teams we used to have was usually about 21 or 22. And now we're down about half that.
One good thing is that it's forcing the church to evaluate how they can do ministry with the resources they have, causing them to rely more on God. Next, as the holidays approach, we're all in better spirits to help others. You may even want to start planning your next missions trip. President of Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith says one large need is for believers in the Solomon Islands.
The challenge at this point is that they want to learn and want to grow in their faith, and they don't have access to Scripture in a language that speaks to them personally and speaks to their heart. So we want to help them have access to that scripture so that the Reformation can come in their own language.
Wycliffe has been working on the island for years, but desperately needs volunteers to help build a translation center. If you can't build, they can use your help in other areas. Go to our website to learn what you can do. And with the help of Partners International, church leaders around the world are learning new ways to reach the lost. 4.5 billion people communicate their culture and values through storytelling, drama, and music. Many traditional forms of evangelism don't connect as powerfully in these cultures. Through a collaborated effort, though, church planners and pastors are taught how to best reach their congregations through stories. To learn how you can support this ministry, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.